Lori Prox here with Ty Money. You are one of the guitarists that is coming for International Guitar Night, but there's a little spin because for the first time ever, there will be a ukulele in the performance, right?
Yep, and that's me.
That
I'll
is
be the first ukulele player from Hawaii joining these three other guitarists for the first time with International Guitar Night.
How did you become a part of International Guitar Night?
Well, you know, I've been playing this instrument for about 31 years. I started when I was 5 years old. I'm born and raised in Hawaii. And I've been doing it, you know, my whole life, 31 years. And I think International Guitar Night, they reached out because I play the ukulele in a very unique and modern way that you wouldn't necessarily think an ukulele could or would do. I do a lot of classical, flamenco, even Led Zeppelin on it. So I think the ukulele is starting to become a little bit more of a serious instrument.
I have seen the videos. So I just want to encourage people to go on YouTube and T-A-I-M-A-N-E and check it out. There are some amazing things. I think I saw the Led Zeppelin and it's crazy. So that how awesome is that, that you're coming to Valdez and going to be playing up a storm. So tell us, for folks who haven't gone, we've enjoyed International Guitar Night here in Valdez, thanks to the Valdez Arts Council for many, many years. It is always amazing. It's Tuesday night, 7 p.m. at the Valdez Civic Center. You can get tickets at valdezarts.org or up at Civic Center the night of the show. For folks who don't know, tell us how this works, because it's kind of a collaboration between the different artists that come to Guitar Night, right? There's everyone kind of does their own thing, but then you also get to play together, right?
Yeah, so International Guitar Night has been around for about 30 years, and they take protege guitarists, string instrumentalists from all over the world, and we all come together. We each do our own set. Then we do duets with each other, and then we do a couple quartets. And there's three other guitarists, four musicians total. And so we each provide, you know, a little 10-minute set of our style. And then we do duets with each person and then quartets. And it's really just a great medley and mashup of all these different musicians from all over the world coming together and, you know, jamming.
I love that.
It's a really lively thing.
I was sitting here trying to think, how do I explain this? Medley and mashup is great. It's very fast moving and energetic this night. It seems like it goes so fast because there's such variety. And then I love to hear about people's backgrounds and some of the inspirations that they have. So is that part of the show as well for this year?
Yes. You know, I think it's a really, like you said, it's a variety and a very cultural show. We have Fu, who's from, who's Vietnamese. We have Lucas, who's Brazilian. You have me from Hawaii. And then we have Alex, who is Russian. So you're going to be getting, you know, we're all string instrumentalists, but play it very differently. And it's, like you said, it's fast paced. We've all, you know, have been basically, this is what we have been doing since we were children. So, you know, like we really have been doing this for a while. And so I think people are going to have a really fun time being able to see. And like you said, there's a little bit of everything. So, you know, it will probably go by quickly because there's just, it's a variety of things and just so many things to watch.
And fun for all ages, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's mostly an instrumental show, but we might sing here and there, but it's mostly instrumental. Yeah, it's great for kids. Good for inspiration and motivation.
All right. Well, we've been sharing out videos of the different artists that will be at International Guitar Night Tuesday night at the Civic Center. We encourage people to read their KVAK email newspaper and check it out, or visit kvakradio.com. The videos are posted up there under Business and Community News. But for folks listening, what are some of the, what is going to amaze and astound us at International Guitar Night?
Well, great question. You know, Sue, she is more of a classical background, although she plays very, very, very fast in many different styles.
She's good. She's been here before, I think.
Oh, has she? Oh, wonderful.
I believe so.
Yeah. She's been in the International Guitar Night before. And then we've got Lucas, who does a lot of flamenco, a lot of percussive stuff as well. He's from Brazil. And then you also have Alex, who has a really unique way of playing his guitar, of bending the strings, lots of harmonics. And then you've got me, you know, I like to dance around a lot as well. So I love to include the visual element. I also sing as well as Lucas. So there will be vocals as well to break up the instrumental. So there's, it's going to be visual. It's going to be auditory. And we'll definitely get the audience involved too and participate.
Oh, so excited. And International Guitar Night, for folks who don't know, it's in Anchorage. It's all over. But because of Valdez Arts Council and our generous sponsors, it is usually a cheaper ticket price here in Valdez for the Valdez Arts Council show. They do such a wonderful job. You're going to love the people from the Valdez Arts Council, and our facility is great. So the acoustics will be wonderful, which is going to matter for this type of a show. So I really encourage folks to come on out to the Valdez Civic Center Tuesday night, guitar night. It's going to be amazing. What are you excited most about Alaska and visiting?
Well, I just got in, yes, Hawaii. So coming from 80-degree weather to 20-degree weather is quite a difference. But, you know, I've always wanted to see the Aurora Borealis. I don't know if I will this time. We're here for a couple weeks, actually. And I just...
Oh, great.
That's one of my bucket list things. I would love to see...
We can probably guarantee you snow, the white kind.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
there's a lot outside.
Yeah, we had a bit of snow, then we get a little rain. So, you know, you'll see a little weather here, but
awesome.
You'll see a sea of smiling faces because
we're
really appreciative of your trip here to Valdez. Anyways, I thank you for taking the time to share and tell us a little bit about
Fairbanks.
The event.
We're also going to Fairbanks as well, and I've heard that goes down to the negatives, which will also be a new experience for me.
Yeah, so you're going to be cold, but we'll warm you up. We usually aren't that cold, so hopefully we'll be a warm respite for you. You'll be burning up the strings everywhere, regardless of the weather outside. So we definitely need this because it's winter. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for being a part of this. This is just such a phenomenal event. For people listening, if you have not been to International Guitar Night, it is so well put together. It is such a great show. So I'm embarrassed to say I'm a guitarist because compared, you know, when I go there, I leave thinking, God, I'm going to quit this whole guitar thing because you guys are so good. But for anyone who plays the guitar, it's just amazing to see what is done. But if you don't play an instrument, it is equally as amazing, and you can really respect the amount of time and talent that the performers put into to not only their craft to just get to this point, but also the work they've done to put together, what do you call it, medley and
mashups
mm-hmm. and medleys. Yeah, so it's really a fun, fast moving show, and great idea to expose your kids to music at an early age. Should be a great evening Tuesday night, Valdez Arts Council International Guitar Night at the Civic Center, 7 p.m. Get your tickets, valdezarts.org, or pop up to the Civic Center the night of the show. Thanks a lot for joining us. Can't wait to see you.
Thank you, Lori. I look forward to meeting you and everyone in Valdez. Come on down and we'll have a great time together. Thank you so much.